11 o'clock hour, live from my house. Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch. No Jason today. He is back tomorrow. For those of you who miss him, he will return. The final open Packers practice of 2025 training camp tomorrow with the Seattle Seahawks. Joint practice up in Green Bay tomorrow. Jason will be there. He'll be sharing all the insights he has on the Green Bay Packers when he returns.
Are they looking
tomorrow
up there? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. How's the ESPN NFL preseason power ranks looking? Power rankings.
I don't know. I haven't taken a look at them. So
I don't know. Well, let me tell you, Tausch. Hunter, you have any special music you got in early to make for this?
I did. I had to take after you and actually put some time in on some music.
You love to hear it.
That's fun.
So there's a shakeup for the Green Bay Packers in the preseason.
After that big win versus the Colts, huh?
I don't know if it was influenced by the win, but I will tell you this. The Green Bay Packers opened training camp ranked 8th in the preseason power rankings. They are up to number 7.
Oh, nice.
Leapfrogging the Los Angeles Rams.
Staffy.
So the Rams and the Packers have traded places, so the Packers now one up on another NFC opponent. That leaves the Commanders, Lions, and Eagles ranked ahead of them as NFC opponents.
Yeah, I don't have any problem. The Eagles should be. Detroit should be. The Commanders, I you know, we were talking, I don't know if it was on air or off air, kind of that they feel like they're destined to slip a little bit. They obviously are going to be coming to Green Bay really early, that Thursday night of week 2. And I would think, and, you know, I don't know enough about their defense to give you a ton. I know their top wideout, unhappy with his contract. And I think that O-line is dicey. It's very dicey. So, Washington, I think their quarterback is really good. I think he obviously had a great rookie campaign. I always want to see that second year because quarterbacks, they can come on and you can see what they do in college, but you don't necessarily know how their new NFL team is going to utilize them. You have all these coordinators now with a lot of tape on Jaden Daniels. And not to say you're going to see him get shut down, but I would bet you're going to see more people around him. People gave him too much space to operate last year. I would think there's going to be a little bit of a tough transition here for him, and I wouldn't be shocked. I would not put the Commanders ahead of Green Bay as we sit here right now.
So here are your rankings. Number 1, Philadelphia, the reigning champs.
Yep, they deserve it.
Number 2, Kansas City.
Yep.
Number 3, Buffalo.
No problem with that.
Number 4, Baltimore.
No problem with that.
So the top 4, we're good. Number 5, Detroit.
No problem with that.
Number 6, Washington.
Little problem. Not like some, I'm not like uproariously angry about.
Would you put the Packers ahead of Washington?
I just said I would, yes.
Okay, just double-checking. So then
You double-checking. I just did a three-minute diatribe about why I thought they should.
Yeah, great insight. Number 7, the Packers.
Do you think would you put the Packers ahead of the Commanders or not?
Number 8, the Rams. Number 9, Cincinnati. And number 10, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I would not have Cincinnati until they can prove that they can play defense. They're not a top 10 team. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't do it. They didn't do anything to get better this last offseason. What'd they do to get better? They alienated their best defensive player, and he's not even practiced the weapons. He hasn't.
They made their quarterback happy outside of Trey Hendrickson. They made their quarterback happy.
He had both guys last year.
Yeah. Then he's got.
Is the O-line better? If the O-line's better, okay, we can have a conversation. But Cincinnati's not a top 10 team as we sit here right now. Now, they can prove that they are. But I think that defense, they got rid of their defensive coordinator, who I thought was really good. And I don't know, they added the one draft pick that they couldn't figure out how to get him into camp until 2 weeks into it. So, good luck. I think Cincinnati's in for it a little bit. You don't need to be a juggernaut on defense, but you can't be as bad as I think they're going to be.
So, along with the rankings over at ESPN.com, we also
The Rams scenario is super interesting. They move back. Stafford, I think they're going to end up looking back and saying, we should have traded him this offseason. He's beat up. He's had a hard time finishing seasons. He's getting old. He took a lot of shrapnel in Detroit.
He's still
took a lot. He's still a good – when he can stay healthy – and just sit in the pocket and wing it, he's great. You get a bad back. They have Devontae. They got Sean McVay. There's a lot of things to like. Does anybody really think that Matthew Stafford's going to go 17 weeks this season? I don't.
No, but I think he could miss time in the middle and be good for a postseason.
You're going to put Jimmy G? You think Jimmy G? Well, Devontae Adams begged to get away from Jimmy G.
Jimmy G got to a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, that might as well be 16. That doesn't do it. I look at where they're at. They have the skill guys. Sean McVay's a great coach. Jimmy Garoppolo, that's not Matthew Stafford. The Rams, if Stafford can't stay healthy, they're not a playoff team.
Along with the rankings, the ESPN NFL Nation reporters answered who's under the most pressure for each team this year. How do you answer that question? And then I'll tell you how Rob Domofsky answered the question. Who's under
for
the most
the
pressure?
Green Bay Packers, who's under the most pressure this season? I think Matt LaFleur.
That is what my gut instinct was as well. I think it depends on what your definition of pressure is. Is your definition job security, public narrative, or emerging as a player at the
here's
next
how I,
step
here's what I would
career.
Look at. I think you could factor it in, and that the beautiful part of these little deals are that they're super subjective. Matt LaFleur is looking at this, and I think last year his offense finished the season crummy. Mm-hmm. Like the numbers will say that they were fine, and it wasn't, but the eye test tells you its last 3 or 4 weeks of the season was blech. Playoff game, blech. Bears game, blech. And that is his specialty. He rectified the defensive side of the ball by getting rid of old boy and bringing in Halfley. And that has proven to be, I think, a very good move. He solidified things. There's talent there. He's got a quarterback that I think most of us believe can be a really good player in this league. And now it's up to him to figure out how do I marry the Josh Jacobs component to this with Jordan Love and make this offense so that I'm not sitting here in December and January talking about how sloppy we are as a group. That's on him. And you factor in the financial side and the contract side, he's 2 years left on his deal. This year is going to go a long way to say he's going to be the coach for the next 5 or 6 or if he's going to get lame ducked. So there's a lot of pressure on Matt LaFleur.
I agree. Rob says Keyshawn Nixon taking over as CB1 with Jair Alexander gone. Nixon might get the chance. Sure, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs in free agency, and defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley plays a high amount of zone coverage, but Nixon will be counted on to shut down opposing receivers. The question is, can he deliver?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously going to be some pressure on him, but I don't think it's even close that there's more pressure on the offense as far as what they're going to look like, and that's Matt LaFleur's baby. So I disagree with Rob a lot. I disagree with him on this.
Time now for trivia. 844-770-3776. That's the phone number to call in.
Is Edgerrin Cooper?
No. Like, Edgerrin Cooper's a guy that you want to see evolve and become a defensive player of the year type candidate. But I wouldn't say there's pressure to do that. There's the optimism.
I think there's pressure on
Rashawn
Gary. I think there's pressure on Lucas Van Ness.
Definitely.
There's a lot of – this is a pivotal year for a lot of guys' careers.
It's a prove-it year for many people.
Absolutely.
844-770-3776. Hunter, since everyone always makes fun of me for giving whoever's filling in producing a tough time answering the phones, what phone caller number would you like to answer for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday today?
Well, since the Brewers have a 7-game lead in the NL Central, let's go caller 7.
Ah, nice. That's also where the Packers are in the power rankings. Number 7, caller 7, 844-770-3776. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. We will play trivia coming up. Tausch, tell us about UW Credit
Union. Oh, UW Credit Union for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help you reach your financial goals, and if you want to keep your banking local like I do, well, UW Credit Union does that. They love their member-first service and great perks like early payday. But between us, Bucky, even though he gave me a concussion, I can't say no to that pretty face. I can say no to that really hard nose that he has, but I can't say no to that pretty face. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things, but boy, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We're going to have you and Bucky talk that out before the season starts next week. That's going to be important for you guys to get on the
you
same stage
so?
After that.
That was a physical day down there.
At the ESPN Madison Open. Caller 7, Wildy and Tausch Trivia, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, next on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Live from my house, it's Jesse and Tausch on Wildy and Tausch. Jason's back tomorrow, and he's missing out.
We probably need to do a tour of the downstairs. We got your upstairs. We got your into your master bedroom where you proclaimed all the magic happens.
No, that was you who said that.
You agreed.
Uh-huh.
Has Becca texted you at all?
She has.
What has she said? She's excited
about you giving a tour of our house?
Is she excited about you showing off your house?
No.
She's not?
She is not.
I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah.
The nice thing is,
conversation had and team meeting when she gets back.
Is the house always this clean, or did you specifically clean it?
Well,
he cleaned.
Because it is clean. It looks great.
So we keep a clean house. I thought this was going to come up at the start of the show. We keep a clean house.
Okay.
Becca, once I told her yesterday we were actually doing this, that,
sure.
Well, we need to clean the house.
Yeah.
I said, no, we don't. I think there's a difference between like cleaning when the guys are coming over and cleaning when your parents are coming over and cleaning when you're hosting your entire family.
Yeah.
And I don't think we needed to go into clean like we're hosting the entire family.
You definitely didn't.
But we did.
It looks great.
So, yeah, we did a few extra cleaning things we wouldn't normally do.
Okay.
But it's not that drastically different. We keep a clean house.
If you think about time wasting, and I understand everybody wants to put up a good impression. You just think about when you have your family come up and everybody's, clean. And then literally 30 minutes into it, everything's disheveled.
Yep.
Food's on the floor. And you're like, that just because then you can say, the house was clean. That's a whole other story for another day.
We have a first-time contestant for Wildy and Tausch Trivia on a Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Mm.
That is fun for a lot of reasons. Let's welcome in Nick in Madison. Nick, welcome to Wildy and Tausch, and if you're on the video stream, to my house. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Awesome.
A pretty good day.
I'm going to steal one of these Wagyu steaks from Jesse's meat freezer.
Good for you.
Good-looking Wagyu beef in there.
Wisconsin Geography Wednesday for Nick and Madison, our first-time contestant. I will ask question one. Tausch, you're actually going to participate asking
what do you mean, actually? If it's not...
You never ask
just
geography
wait a second. Today is Geography Wednesday.
I'm
taking the day, yeah.
All right, you can play along. I'll
forgot
ask
today's
all.
Wednesday.
That's why
yeah.
I was asking
all right,
that.
All right.
Question one, Nick. If Jason was on a pickleball kick and he wanted to drive from the Pickler in Green Bay to the new Pickler location celebrating its grand opening this week in Menominee Falls... Which interstate highway, which goes through Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Allenton, would Jason drive south on to get there?
There's two of them.
Green Bay to Menominee Falls. He's going south on which highway? Is it I-41, I-94, or I-565 Analytics?
That last one's fun.
I'm going to go with the first option.
I-41 is what Nick and Madison says.
That's correct, right?
It is correct, yeah.
So what if you had I-43 on there? You could also go that route, couldn't you?
Well, it would be kind of going – it wouldn't go through Menominee Falls, and that's why I very specifically said through Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Allenton.
I know the Oshkosh part threw me off.
Yeah,
all right, well done.
43 does not go that way.
Nicely done.
Nick's on the board. Question two, longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin high schools – each ranked number one in the ESPN Wisconsin preseason high school football media poll is located farthest east.
Ooh.
Who is farthest east? Is it Stratford, number one in the small division.
Know where that is.
Catholic Memorial, number one in the medium division poll.
I think I know where that is.
Or Muskego, ranked number one in the large division poll. Stratford, Catholic Memorial, or Muskego? Which school is farthest east, Nick?
Well, let's see. I don't know Stratford. I do know Muskego and Catholic Memorial, though. Used to go there. I'm going to go with CMH, Catholic Memorial.
Tausch?
I think I'm going Muskego.
One of you is right. And unfortunately, it is not Nick and Madison. Muskego, by a smidge further east than Waukesha.
Yeah, I feel like I would. Double check that.
Okay,
No, I'm not going to. I'm saying.
On it in the break.
I would bet it's closer than it should be, but I'm going to trust that you're right. Stratford is a little bit more west.
Full west of Wausau. Yeah. Chance to bounce back with question three, Nick. The city of Wisconsin Rapids was originally known by a different name.
Is that right?
But it was changed in 1920 due to valuable mail being sent to another major U.S. city with the same name. From 1900 to 1920, what was the original name of Wisconsin Rapids?
I am intrigued to find this out. This is my old neighborhood.
Was it Providence, Charlotte, or Grand Rapids?
Boy. Tough one.
I'll go with Providence. I'll go with A.
Providence is the guess from
I'm going to go because it's Rapids. I'm saying Grand Rapids. I don't think they're going to recreate the wheel here.
You don't think they'd be a little too on the nose?
No. Nope.
Well, you saw through it. Little bit of a trick question. Grand Rapids was the original name of Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
And all the mail was going to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they said we should change that. And so it
Smart
became Wisconsin Rapids.
Smart move.
Good move. Kudos to everyone from 1900 to 1920 for figuring that one out.
The Gatsby's. That was the Gatsby era.
Nick, we were a little tricky. We will officially review question two, but as it stands now, you have two of the possible four entries.
I checked the tape, and Muskego is barely further east.
Okay.
But it is further east, and that's what matters. Sorry, Nick. Two of the possible four entries for the ESPN Wisconsin prize pack, but a first-time contestant and a job well done. Thanks for playing. Thanks for tuning in.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Nick and Madison, our first-time contestant. And you learned something today.
I did. That was interesting. And the naming of cities and roads, and I just think we could be a lot better.
You've made that clear over time.
Northeast First East Street. Come on. Or
yeah,
better.
Rochester, Minnesota is the worst with that.
Explain.
Their streets are
I have family
terrible.
Up in Rochester. Tell me more.
They, like you were just saying, have a bunch of streets that are like 2nd Northeast South Street, but then they'll have a Northwest South Street. And then
there's nothing
ridiculous.
Worse. Just come up with something, especially
terrible.
You got that great hospital up there.
Yeah.
Like, you can go Mayo. You can start going different types of Mayo. Like, get some creativity
different
about yourself.
Types of Mayo?
Yes.
Or like, other condiments.
We don't need to just be so diabolically boring that we have to go northeast, eastern, west. Like, come on. Dunkerville Lane. I can literally just go off of this box and say Natural Street, Netwade Avenue, Outs Boulevard, Six Count. Like, this isn't hard.
Netwade
There's words
Avenue.
Everywhere. Look at all that booze you got up there. Tito's Lane, Prize Picks Avenue. Like, it's not that hard, guys. It's also not that hard to jump into Prize Picks, especially with these sweet deals they get going. Who are the freebies again?
Avery Johnson of Kansas State, Dak Prescott of the Cowboys.
Oh, 0.5 yards. That's always the fun one. You got preseason football if you're still into that. That's this week. Prize Picks has it all. It's simple. Pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get it picked right, can cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. PrizePicks is the best way to make action on sports in more than 40 states, including Wisconsin. And they got that flex play. They also have the easiest ways. You got Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard. Easy deposits into your account throughout the football season. And you know what? Everybody that's listening, you got sports opinions. I don't think Stafford and the Rams. I think it's going to be Struggle City. Jesse, who are you just kind of Jaden Daniels? You don't think? You know what? We all got these bold takes. Put a little down on it. Let's have a little fun. That's what you think. Turn your sports opinions into real cash. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups. All you got to do is play your first $5 lineup. Again, use that code WI for $50 in your lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. And you got all those fun season-long NFL picks that you can look at. Got all of it. Get into it. Prize Picks. You can run your game.
We'll take a drive down Producer Boulevard with Hunter Vaughn leading us in Whoa Nelly. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Please get a picture with Tausch cuddling with the dog would make for good show content, Justin and Fort Atkinson.
That would be cute.
I think we could get it.
We could get a picture with your beautiful pup.
And he's playing with his seahorse toy over on the couch right now. Live from my house, Jesse and Tausch on Wildy and Tausch. Jason's back tomorrow. Hunter Vaughn is our cousin sub of the day producing. Let's get to Whoa Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Well, because on Monday I apparently didn't have enough content, I've got four things for you here, Tausch. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Starting off, this Friday, I'll be on the call with the Dean, Dennis Sumrow, for Prep Mania. We'll be over in Lake Mills for the Lakeside Lutheran-Lake Mills game.
Big one.
That rivalry game they call the Slider Bowl. So I wanted to know, what is the best nicknamed rivalry game?
Give us some choices.
Well, like Michigan-Ohio State is just the game. Auburn-Alabama is the Iron Bowl.
The bad. Red River rivalry.
Yeah, Red River's pretty good.
The Civil War, Oregon-Oregon State. It's
Farmageddon, Iowa State-Kansas State.
Farmageddon's pretty good.
Yeah, Farmageddon's good. What is the Wisconsin-Minnesota game called? Is this the Axe game?
The battle for the Axe.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Stanford-Cal's also the game.
Well, how can they have two the games? That doesn't make any sense.
This goes back to my road conversation. Like, what are we doing? We have all this AI and all this creativity, and this is what we come up with? Cream Dream Dunker Lane. Like, I mean, that should be easy. Now, Southwest, the game. I'm out. No, I think you could, Farmageddon's good. The Axe, all that stuff. That's what's beautiful about college football. And I think high school, you have really good rivalries too. Not all of them have great names, but I think AI, I think you can start plugging stuff into AI and that might be able to help you come up with better names. Be one of the plus things about AI.
There you go. Hunter, how'd that go? Better than the other day so far?
So far, a better start. Jesse, right. Any thoughts on rivalries?
I like the Red River Rivalry. I know it used to be called the Red River Shootout. The Red River Rivalry, because no one can say it right, so everyone likes to say it real fast.
You know what? I'm going to change mine. The Big Cocktail Party. Florida, Georgia.
That is a good one. Yeah, the Cocktail Party. That's a good one, too.
Whoa, Nelly!
Sticking with college football, I saw a tweet asking what your favorite college football play of all time. So, obviously, excluding the David Gilreath opening kickoff against Ohio State.
Wow, why can't we pick that one?
Because that's obviously going to be our favorite, and that's a runaway.
It's not my favorite.
Okay, actually, what was your favorite?
Ron Dane's run.
Oh, true.
Mine is actually, is it bad that my favorite college football play of all time, I can't? Well, I have two. The Boise State hook and ladder to tie the game at the end of regulation in the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma. Love that one. I was cheering for Boise State because my aunt lived out in Boise well before they became what they are. So that was a really cool thing for me. And then also when Wisconsin blocked the punt to complete the big comeback win at Minnesota in the Metrodome in 2003, 2005, one of those years, in the back of the end zone, block the punt, recover it, take the lead with like 20 seconds left. That was one of the craziest plays I've ever seen.
See, I was going to go with that one. My number two is the band is out on the field. Cal Stanford.
That was in the game.
Whoa, Nelly!
One more?
Yeah, I've got one more here for us. I have an issue on my car. I've had some other issues with my car. Those are fixed. There is a spider that has decided to make a nest between my window and my side mirror on the driver's side. And I don't have a problem like trying to kill the spider or anything, but any time that I see it is while I'm driving in like a spot downtown where I can't like get my hand out the window to try and knock it off or anything. And then it goes back behind the mirror in that like side mirror housing. How do I get the spider out from there? Because I don't want to kill it, because I'm like, spiders are like whatever, like they take care of insects, they're good, but I can never get to it at a good time. I don't know what to do.
Sing that song and figure it out. Sing the song in a gentle way and figure
it
out.
Itsy bitsy spiders.
It went itsy bitsy spiders gonna
mirror
coax it out.
Yeah, figure it out that way.
See,
and by the way, why you? So you don't want to kill spiders because they're...
Just kill the spider. Just take a paper towel and kill the spider.
They eat insects.
It's not doing anything if it's hiding under your car.
Unless it's Charlotte, saving Wilbur, I don't have a problem killing a spider. You know, if Charlotte... that whole book, I love the book. One of my all-time favorite books. Great story. Love the whole thing. But you have spiders in your house, or if you're out and about, like Home Alone, you don't think old boy should have killed that spider? Of course he should have. And what did that spider do? Bit him. Caused him all kinds of pain.
I mean, a tarantula is different than a little spider.
Is it?
It is.
But spiders are spiders. Spider banana, XY hook.
I think it's safe to say the struggles for this segment continue.
I thought this was a good segment.
I feel like this is better than Monday.
You did. Monday
I couldn't
good.
Go any lower than Monday.
Monday was rough.
Yep, I had a rough outing. I feel like I improved.
But you bounced back.
Better.
Hopefully, just like the Miz does this afternoon.
Exactly.
It's almost time, Tausch, to go grab one of those Coors Lights out of the beer fridge down here in my basement.
And we're going to get ready for a Brewer game. You got a beautiful afternoon ahead of us. Coors Light is brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. Because it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories. Coors Light, made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We wrap the show up from the basement. Looking ahead to Brewers Cubs tonight. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Over. I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping.
Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. Tim in Oregon. Outstanding show today, fellas. Matt in West Bend. Can we get a tour of Tausch's house tomorrow? I will answer for him, no. We will not be doing that tomorrow. You have now done shows in my basement and Jason's basement.
That is correct, today. Yes.
How would you rate your experience? How would you leave a review?
Jason's basement's nice. It's just clutter on clutter, and it's more congested here. Got to walk around. Got to check out your freezer, everything else. But I ended up buying stuff at Jason's basement. I don't think I'm going to end up doing that here. Unless you got that Wagyu that you're ready to.
I was not planning on selling you anything today, and I don't think that's going to change when we wrap up here. Go Brewers! Go get your burgers! And for those of you attending the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft at Potawatomi Sportsbook tonight.
Who are you taking with the first overall?
Well, I don't know if I'll
but if you get
first
it.
Overall.
Devontae Adams.
Justin Jefferson.
Kyle Pitts.
Now, whatever Jason says. Jason always makes our first round pick. So,
is that right?
Jordy Nelson, if he's available, I'm all sure. Right. We'll see you tonight. Potawatomi Sportsbook. I'll give you a full recap tomorrow. Jason's back tomorrow as well for joint practice with the Seahawks. Thanks for coming along for one of a kind ride here on Wildy and Tausch. As Jason always says, take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.